You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Take a seat right over there. That on test day, leave the cabinets are bare, and I'm unaware of just how we.
I'm live.
You're live, Chuck.
Am I live?
You're back, baby. And I'm glad you brought the beauty with you, man.
This is Happy Hour, baby. I'm Chuck Bennett. I got my girl, this fine girl standing here next to me. That's my boo. That's Lisa. This is our song. Hey, can I get just a little bit of volume on that for a minute?
Yeah, man.
Let me get up and dance a little bit. Come on, baby. Let's go. Let's go. This is Happy Hour. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4. She broke her toe.
Yeah.
One of our dearest friends, Kyrie Horsley, is a podiatrist. So let's call Kyrie.
I'm used to brains.
That's 4 days ago. She's telling me it's doing okay. It's not doing okay. It's purple.
Yes, Chuck saw my toe.
That's my girl.
It's like a raisin.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Happy Hour with Chuck Bennett. And do some of the same things that we always used to do, bigger and better. We'll take the music down for a second. Because it makes me want to get up and dance. And I want to talk for a minute. I want to, first of all, Lisa, tell our friends, what have you been? What have you been doing? Talk about something.
Well,
they haven't seen you in, about 3 or 4 weeks now.
Other than having Chuck Bennett withdrawals.
Oh, baby.
He's been running in the streets. Okay, so I'll tell you what I've been doing. I have been home being a good wife, doing what I'm supposed to do at home, and I just love it.
All right, anyway, Demetrius.
Yeah.
Log on to Facebook in the morning.
Demetrius, how you been, man? What have you been doing?
You know, Chuck, I've just been trying to get things back on track for us and, you know, doing what I do, man.
You all are boring, man. Come on, let's talk about some new shit going on. Yeah.
Everybody can't be Chuck Bennett.
Well, okay.
Let's talk about your new shit. I know you got something.
Right. I got a lot of new shit going on. First of all, let's just talk about, like, there's a lot of new things going on in town. Cool clubs, cool restaurants downtown. The Monarch Club, which is inside of the Element Hotel. The Monarch Club is on the rooftop. Really, really nice, very elegant club. The views are incredible, and somebody told me it's really hard to get in there now. I don't know. I went to
the opening.
Yeah. And I haven't been since. I think Mark, our upcoming guest, can tell us a little bit more about it. But I don't want to introduce Mark just yet.
Listen, you or Mark can't tell us about how hard it is to get nothing in Michigan.
So anyway, but I hear it's hard to get in there, and I don't know. It was hard to get into the grand opening party. They were being sort of, you know, secret squirrel about it. You know, you got to.
It's always who you know. And even if you don't know the person, somebody knows the person, and you can make a phone call.
Yeah, you should be able to know somebody who knows somebody.
Unless you're a complete loser.
Well, yeah. I tell you what. Hey, Chuck, I went to Burger King the other night, and they were like, we're closed. I said, I know Chuck Bennett.
Oh, man, shut up.
They said, you got a double whopper on the house.
Gee, thanks. They know me at the Burger King. Hey, but that's big time, because how many Burger Kings are there throughout America or in the world? Another fun place downtown that you might not know about is under Prime and Proper. There is a club called Cash Only.
And he means it, cash only.
Yes, real
lots
sweet. Real sweet, though. It's a very sexy, it's a sexy nightclub. You take your phone from you when you come to the door, so you can't even take your phone inside.
Selfies before you walk in?
Yeah. You can take all the selfies and stuff, you know, before you get in the door. You have to be invited to go. The drinks are about $25 each. You know, bottle service starts at about $400. But, you know, if you want a party like that, it's available for you, you know. Have fun there, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
The venue is beautiful.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool. Now, I can say this pretty safely, my favorite new downtown spot, it's called, what's the name of it? Grand Circus something.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Doesn't sound exciting to me.
No.
Ask your wife.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to please meet my friend, my crazy ass friend. This is my boy right here, Mark Zarkin. We got to, hey, Dave.
Dave,
we got to get some applause.
We got to do it manually.
Yeah, you got to find.
Hey, that sounds like a hailstorm.
I know. Damn, they love you, Mark. there's an audience of 50,000 people.
That was Tommy clapping.
that was Tommy knocking somebody out.
Okay, so now, see, you guys, you know, you introduce people before I get an opportunity to introduce them. Tommy, would you put some earphones on? We're talking to Tommy Hearns here.
Jesus Christ, Tommy. Participate.
Now, what we were talking about is Grand Circus Diner, which is one of Mark's restaurants. You might know Mark Zarkin from Stephen Lely's On the Green in Farmington Hills, which is, you know, an exceptional, just a high-end Italian, beautiful service, great food. And then sort of on the other end, he came down to Grand Circus and opened the diner. Why don't you tell us about the difference in the two spots that you have, Mark?
Well, you know, Stephen Lely's on the Green in Farmington Hills. It's an Italian chop house. You know, we've got, you know, I don't have to tell you, we do great steaks and
steaks are out cold.
The pasta's amazing.
Tommy Hearns eats a lot of steaks there, I've noticed. Tommy, what's your favorite meal at Lely's?
Well, you know, I like the steak, and I like the macaroni and cheese too.
Macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
They don't have no macaroni and cheese.
You make it just for Tommy.
Oh, come on! Are you serious?
And he thought you were special too.
I know, right?
Excuse me.
Okay.
You must know someone. You know what I'm saying? I've been around for a long time, and these guys treat me right.
Okay, so listen. So if I go in there and tell them that I know you.
You can't name drop now.
Oh. So you got to know somebody. Don't come here and try to.
Use my name.
You know, so we hang out down at Grand Circus Diner, Tommy.
We do. We do
a lot
of hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
May I say something? That time I was the only girl.
Yes.
At the table.
Yes.
After two or three drinks. I needed rescuing. Not me, you guys. It turned into the good old boys club.
Well, we're there every night.
I cannot believe the things are coming out of your mouths.
Oh, girl, don't you even try. Miss Gutter Mouth over here.
That's just with you, baby.
I don't even know what to say behind that one. Pepper White hangs out with us down there. We had... Paris McCurdy and Denny McLean, which is something you'll read about in one of my upcoming columns. You know, just to what's the guy from the Tigers who's always there, Mark?
Ronnie Rodriguez comes in and Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah,
usually late night.
A lot of famous people there.
Benny Napoleon walks through. I mean, the Grand Circus Diner, man, is the spot. But let me tell you. Okay, first of all, Mark, tell us about the food. We're talking about the people who just come in. Talk about the food for a minute.
A heart attack waiting to happen?
How dare you? But it's so good. I eat that every
so
day.
Good.
That'll bring
pleasure.
Everyone in.
I know. Yeah, come running down, everybody.
We keep Heart Medical close by.
Ambulance
service.
Guilty pleasure.
Andy Gottlieb, I hope you're watching this. We station the ambulance right outside. It's fast, casual, diner food. You know, don't run around the block after you eat. But, you know.
No, okay, listen. I'm going to be more specific. It's really like good American food
comfort.
At its finest.
Mm-hmm.
It's the things that we eat. It is hot dogs, hamburgers, spaghetti, ribs, barbecue chicken, corned beef sandwiches. They have maybe it is a heart attack waiting to happen, but damn it. Well, give it to me, because they got a BLT with a half a pound of bacon on it. Now, look, if you love bacon, I said it. Say it. Listen. Go there. You can get a BLT. It's called the Big
Pig. The Big Pig BLT.
A half a pound of bacon. Demetrius, your mouth is watering right now thinking about it.
I like the hot dog.
That the hot dog is what?
It's a Vienna beef, all beef hot dog. We serve it Chicago style.
Load it.
It's amazing. It's a half-pound Vienna hot dog.
It has. So what is Chicago style?
Chicago style is sliced tomatoes, a green neon relish, onions, pickles. We put a pickle spare on there, sport peppers, and we sprinkle a little celery salt on it.
It is so good.
Charbroil the hot dog.
And it's real big. Y'all hear me? It's real big.
Take it easy.
Think about it.
Come on.
It's a big hot dog.
Don't get it.
Don't get it twisted.
This guy straightens me out all day.
Can we talk about the desserts? My favorite thing.
Oh my
god!
Can
we talk about the dessert?
We can talk about.
Did you
dessert,
see that? You didn't get that big dessert, did you?
No.
What dessert are you talking about?
The
do fresh donuts,
yes,
right there. They fry the donut. Damn, what is this, a commercial for the Grand Circus Diner? What the hell?
You didn't even cash the check yet. You don't know if it's going to go through.
But, yeah, listen, if you hear this, you know, I can honestly say sincerely, it's a fun place. The food is really amazing. Spaghetti, you get a big bowl of spaghetti, and so you could feed a family of five
off of
it. But you don't want to because it's so good. You just keep it to yourself. And if there's some left, take it home with you. Don't share it. Tell them if they want some spaghetti, tell them to get their own bowl.
Never share.
Okay, so now here's what we really had to say is that, Mark and I are doing a brunch at Grand Circus Diner. And the following Sunday, we're going to do one at Stephen Lilly's on the Green. It is on July 14th and July 21st.
Mm. Looking forward to that, man.
It's going to be fun. You know, all of my friends are, you know, listen. It's time to make your reservations because, look, it's going to cost $5 more at the door, right? I hate saying that, but it's true. It's really not $5 more at the door. It's just that
we just want to know.
In order to make sure that everybody is served properly, we need to know how many people are coming. Mark will never, ever, ever, ever run out of food.
No, that's not going to happen.
Right. So just
stay home.
It'll be your first time. Huh?
I know. It's like this has never happened before. Well, Demetrius has never been to one of your parties. I told Tommy I was going to have a whole that whole row that sits up against the park. They would sit up. Their backs would be against the park. I told them I was going to have a whole row of beautiful women sitting there waiting for him at the boozy, bougie Sunday brunch dance party.
Well, you know a lot of beautiful women, Chuck.
Okay, come on. Come on, Tommy. What?
Chuck, you got one sitting next to you, your wife.
That's my wife, baby. She ain't going nowhere, Tommy.
Don't look at me, Chuck. Don't say nothing.
Tommy, just look this way.
Oh, look.
But people are talking about it. Even my clients are really excited. I think they're a little bit more excited about the Farmington Hills Lullies.
Well, that's because that's where your clients live.
Right. But girls.
But see, the good ones, the girls are going to be downtown. Because they downtown kind of girls. Those are the ones that's going to be sitting there for Tommy.
Swinging from the shower.
I said, look, I'm going to have a whole line of girls right up here for you. He said, they all for me? I said, I don't know. Can you handle it, Tom?
Why you keep bothering me?
Tommy, just remember one thing. You don't lie to me, you lie to girls.
Jesus
Christ. Tommy never lies.
I always tell the truth if I can't help it.
Can help it.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, it's called the Boozy Bougie Sunday Brunch Dance Party.
Tongue tie, twister, or no?
Now I got a question. Will you be able to, can you get a hot dog or the normal stuff, or is
it's going to be a brunch buffet?
Brunch buffet, yes.
Brunch buffet. We're going to have Bloody Mary bar. It's going to be a really nice Bloody Mary bar. You know, the bar is going to be open. The buffet is going to be amazing. Tons of food. Dancing all over the place. We may end up in the park across the street, Grand Circus Park. You know?
But see, that's the thing. It's just going to be fun. Everybody loves to go to brunch. And Mark and I both have a style about us, a flair. And, you know, if he's going to present a Sunday brunch, you know, it's going to be a badass Sunday brunch. You know,
what's the price?
There are two different prices because like there are two different price levels at Grand Circus Diner and at Lully's. So at Grand Circus Diner,
I believe
27 maybe.
Yeah, I believe that's what it is.
27 something, like $27. And then
at Stephen Lully's it's
39. Yes.
Yeah. You know. But it's going to be fun. A lot of great food.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, you trust me, come and see what this boy does. And okay, so it's boozy because we're going to have drinks, but they will, like you said, there's the blueberry bar. There will be a mimosa bar with like 8 different flavors of mimosas, you know, so just like really cool boozy things. It's bougie. Well, because
it's you're involving doing it, Chuck.
Your God damn it, I'm giving it. Yes, Mr. Hearns.
Would they be serving juice? Any juice? Just some juice.
Tommy doesn't drink.
Pineapple juice, orange juice out of your big copper mug.
Thank you very much.
You can drink juice or water out of that mug.
You can even have
a real man mug.
You can even have on that day, Tommy, you can have cranberry juice and lemonade.
Thank you very much.
Does that mean you're
attending
now?
That's his favorite. That's his favorite.
It's a definite.
Okay,
yes.
So you've got the line of girls up against the wall, and you've got your own. I told you. Look now. What you do with them or what they do with you, I have nothing to do with.
Sure.
But they'll be there. And you'll be there.
I'm not going to let you get me in trouble, Chuck.
You will get your own self in trouble once you see my girls. Listen, man.
I heard it before. My girl.
Now this is the first. We're gonna post that Tommy Hearn singing "My Girl" on Happy Hour with Chuck.
Them girls.
Them girls.
Talk about
and
them.
Tommy sing. He serenaded me for my birthday.
Wait. Can I get a screech? Demetrius, can you screech on the brakes?
Let me handle this, John.
What the hell?
Hey, Tommy.
Bang it up.
Hey, Tommy. Tommy, don't water my man's lawn, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, Tommy, what are you doing?
The grass was a little high. he will appreciate me cutting grass.
All I need to know is why were you serenading my wife?
Yeah.
Well, tell him.
You were serenading my wife. I just heard her say that.
That's right.
It wasn't me. It really wasn't me.
She just said, now, see, she, you see, know what? See, this is where girl.
This is my video.
Uh-oh.
Well, Chuck, before we go to. Well, Chuck.
Wait, he has his own verse at the very end.
Where is this? Where is this?
Wait a minute.
We weren't invited, Chuck?
I guess not.
Oh, here he goes.
It's your wife.
Chuck, you were there, Chuck. You were there.
Chuck, you got problems at home, bro.
That's why she got. That's why she limping.
Hey, Chuck. But before we go too far,
I had this somewhere.
Before we go too far, we need to remember Tommy's left hook before we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it easy.
We don't want to get that hook activated.
I only use it if I have to.
Oh. Okay.
And he will not hit anyone unless he gets paid.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Right. We're good then. Let's take it.
Yeah. Got him, Chuck. I'm not scared of Tommy. Because Tommy already told me.
You have Lisa.
And you know what, Chuck?
Tommy already told me he would never hit me. Go ahead.
Chuck, you know what?
Right.
And I'm not scared of you.
So then we have a mutual agreement that we will not destroy one another.
We'll even go there.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm going to, seriously.
I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, Chuck. We're not gonna go there because we like what we like. You like what you like. I like what I like.
And it's not necessarily the same thing all the time.
Variety matters.
Big time.
He likes steak. I like lobster.
Well, I'm gonna leave Tommy alone because I like my teeth.
One day I promise you, I will never hurt you.
Aww, you're a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, he is. I have to say.
I don't even know how he got the job
Lisa,
fighting.
Again,
you're a lover, not a fighter.
And I'm going to be honest. You know, Mark and I had a conversation last night. It was about midnight or whatever. Mark goes to bed at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He gets up at about 6 or 7 in the morning.
Wait, did he? You guys had a conversation at 7 a.m., 8 a.m. When you are ignoring Demetrius?
No. I don't talk to him then.
Oh, okay.
I'll catch him late at night when he's on his way home. Sometimes.
Okay. Just
I'll
sure.
answer those calls, but no. He knows. Don't call me at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. Never call me before 9. Anybody? Okay. That's your
just
warning.
Just making sure.
That's your warning.
Paris texted me at 7 a.m. the other day.
Oh yeah. All right.
I had just fallen asleep.
You're a party
it's crazy.
Boy.
Yeah. No, he works. He works constantly, yeah, but then he works in the partying, you know, to make it all happen.
Right.
So.
Because you're open at 3 a.m. downtown, correct?
4 a.m. on the weekends.
4 a.m. Wow.
He's open to.
So you're up until 7 a.m.
Mark is open until you go home.
That's right. He's right.
Go home, then Mark calls.
We don't kick anyone out.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. On the weekends, they are open until 3-4 o'clock in the morning. They got great food, and the prices are really, really very reasonable. And hey, me and Tommy hang out there. What other reason?
Just come and talk to us sometime.
I know, right? If you can hang, it's a party. And I just want to give this message out to my stalker who followed me down there. That invitation is not for you. And you know who I'm talking about. That is not for you. Anyway, the brunch, the boozy bougie Sunday brunch dance party on July 15th is at Grand Circus Diner. Demetrius, what are you doing, man?
I'm all tangled up over here.
Damn.
Can I just say one thing? Your stalker's not allowed there?
Yeah, he can come. Don't.
Chuck, I'm not going to be able to make it. You didn't know that was me the whole time?
Aww.
Remember I walked in and I said, what up, though? And Chuck says, you're my stalker. I said, no, I'm not. He goes, yes, you are. So I'm not going to be able to
Mark,
go.
Those dimples do not indicate stalker.
Don't make Mark mad. Uh-huh.
Don't make her mad. Yeah, I don't get physical. I get upset. When I get upset,
that's
he
what
gets
Tommy
physical.
Is. Exactly. That's what the sidekick is for. Handle that, Tommy.
I get physical. That's why I throw some money.
Ah. Okay.
You know,
we have a standing deal. If he ever asks to throw it, I'm paying him afterwards for sure.
Tommy, what year did you stop boxing?
Well, yo.
When you were young. You're still young.
When you were young.
You're still young.
I started boxing in, I think, it was 1972, 73.
When did you stop?
Yeah.
I stopped boxing in 1989.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was your last fight?
A guy named
He wasn't very important.
Ron Rodin. I remember hearing that name. I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it. I mean, it didn't make no sense to me, but I said, man, I done did everything else that anybody would want to do in the boxing world. I was very proud of myself, so I said, we're going to do it.
One more fight.
To be honest with you, I've been really seriously thinking about at least giving one to two more fights to see how things work out, because sitting around and not being busy, not being active, is this
breaking news?
Okay, but no. Like, I'll tell you what, though.
Come back.
No, because he threatened to hit me out in the parking lot after we left.
I got a question. Tommy, seriously, if somebody came to you right now at your age and at Sugar Ray's age, because y'all around the same age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you fight him for the right money? Like if they said, are we going to give both of y'all a year to get in shape?
A year?
Or whatever it takes. I'm guessing you can't do it like you used to.
Well,
you can.
You think?
One thing was once you have boxed, it never takes you a long time to get in shape. But you know what you have to do to get in shape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do. I know my body deserves to get in shape, what makes me want to really put out. If I go out and put out, it'll take me about from now to at least a month and a half. I'll be in shape.
Really?
I'll be ready to go.
Would you take that fight if the money was right? You and Sugar Ray, one more time.
Oh, most definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
And how much money would that take?
Yeah, how much would that take?
Exactly how many zeros and commas are involved in that?
Exactly. I mean, like, how many millions of dollars?
Don't answer that question. You see that ring right there? That says world champion. Don't answer that question.
Your agent says that's a no-go.
No, I'm not his agent, but don't answer that question.
I think that would be entertaining. I really do.
Oh, yeah, and that would make millions of dollars. Exactly. But I don't know. But listen, there are. If I may say, mm-hmm. I think the ultimate idea, and I've heard it kicked around, is a Tommy Hearns boxing gym.
Yeah,
and if I think something like that happens, I mean, I think that is that's ideal, because that is teaching the children.
Yeah, I think that that's in the making. That's going to happen soon. There will be nothing. Since I've been boxing, there will probably be nothing else greater for me to do than to reach out and start teaching the kids.
Yeah,
what I've done in my life and what made me the person I am today.
I love that. You know, that's really cool.
He would be an amazing mentor for kids. There's one thing, when Tommy's out and about, if there are kids walking by or just sitting, you know, on a bench or something when we're walking around, he goes up to them, shakes their hand. You know, the parents always recognize him, and then they hold their kids up and get a picture with the champ.
Yeah.
But he cares about kids. He cares about people.
Well, it's about, for me, it's about the people, because I know how much they have supported me over the years, and to never walk away from nobody by shaking a hand or at least saying something to them, because it means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
If the people would not support me, I wouldn't be the president I am today, but since the people support me, they show me their love.
And let me say this. At the Big Three game, which I saw you guys, you didn't see me. I was tucked away in my seat to watch you, like back in the good old days when we were both there years ago, walking around the palace, down the stairs, around the stairs. You were stopped every single second. So the one thing I took away from the Big Three Ice Cube game is like just the love of the city and watching you. People still know you. They still love you. You, every two steps, stopping
people,
you.
If the people forgive me, I'll be hurt.
But, you know, listen, and remember the, a couple days ago when we were at Grand Circus Diner, and I came in and Tommy was there with his boys and Mark. And when I valet parked at the hotel across the street, and when I got out of the car, the guy who's in charge of valet parking, you know, says, "Hey, Mr. Bennett." He goes, "Come here for a minute." I go, "What?" He goes, "Across the street, that restaurant across the street." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Tommy Hearns is there."
did he really?
I'm like, "That's where I'm going. I'm going."
Who was it? The valet manager?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had just stopped in to pick up a carryout and saw Tommy.
Oh, he was so excited.
Next time I'm over there, and you know I'm going to invite him over.
Okay, I'll do that.
But Tommy,
absolutely,
you don't have to worry. You can't tell the story of Detroit without Tommy Hearns' name
never
coming.
Yeah,
never. But did you see that? Did you hear that? Invite him over. He thinks about everybody. We went in the kitchen. All the chefs, all the cooks, everybody wanted a picture with Tommy. So he went into the kitchen. All of a sudden, you know, they're done taking pictures, and Tommy looks around, and the dishwasher never stopped washing dishes. He said, "Get the dishwasher. He's going to want a picture." I mean, that's how this man thinks.
Yeah.
Can't change the thinking.
That's beautiful.
Well, you guys try to make me have to be a good guy. I'm not so good.
Yeah, now
we're going to the
okay,
third time.
Yeah, let's tell the other side of the story.
I'm trying to make you look good here.
I know.
All right, listen, we are going to just go over once again, give you the details of the brunch, because Tommy and Mark, they've got to get out of here. You know, Tommy's clock is ticking.
Tommy's got girls waiting on him somewhere.
It's all girls. You don't have to line them up, Chuck.
You're going
to
get me in all kinds of trouble.
But again, the Boozy Bougie Sunday Brunch Dance Party is at the Grand Circus Diner on July 14th from 11 until 4. The tickets are around, let's just say, $28. If you make a reservation, but if you don't make a reservation, it's going to be $5 more.
I think next year. Phone number to make that reservation.
Give me the number.
248-994-1111.
All right, grab your phone. And Pierce is calling me now. He knows I'm on the air. Now, we were trying to get in touch with Pierce all night long last night because Mark's chef made
a red velvet cheesecake.
Oh, and I heard him. I witnessed it. Yeah.
Wait a minute. It was for Tommy, but we invited Pierce to have a piece.
Why are you lying?
Thank you, Tommy. Tommy, don't fall for that. Tommy. See, there you go, Mark. Tommy's like,
I was there when he requested
in, and then he told him he was going to make it for him.
Yeah, he told him, and now he's going to make it for Paris.
Paris ain't getting any because he didn't show up. Paris, I'm just kidding. You're getting
Paris.
You got to come downtown tonight, Paris.
All right. Anyway, we were talking about the Boozy Bougie Sunday Brunch
I'm
Dance
surprised
Party.
You fellas didn't have boobs in there. Boozy.
Boozy Bougie Booby.
Yes.
Boozy Bougie Boobs.
No. I'm not touching that.
Boozy Bougie Boobs and Brunch.
You don't touch boobs.
He's going to leave that statement alone.
Boozy Bougie Booby Brunch.
Yes. That's what you guys should have called it. Yeah.
We've been in trouble for that. We've been in trouble for that.
I got enough problems.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, check us out on the 14th at the Grand Circus Diner. On the 21st, on Lely at Lely's, Stephen Lely's on the Green, both from 11 to 4. Check out our social media pages, mine and Mark Zarkin's. You'll see you know, announcements about it there. I'm going to send out, you know, 1,000 emails next week. So we hope to see you there. It's going to be fun. Mark, my man, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you, Chuck.
For debuting this with us, the Happy Hour with Chuck Bennett.
Thank you. It's good to have you as a friend.
Absolutely. Tommy Hearns.
Yes, sir, Mark.
Jethro Bodine.
In person. Ain't going nowhere.
The other day I said, Tommy. He didn't answer. I said, Jethro. He goes, what?
you need me to holler.
Tommy, thanks for stopping by, man. Appreciate
it. My pleasure.
All right. We'll see you soon. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, right?
We'll be right back in 4 minutes.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity. Pretty young thing. Ooh.
Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me back? Right away, won't you, baby? Tenderoni, you got to be. Spark my nature, sugar fly with me. Don't you know now is the perfect time? We can make it right in the city light. In the night, he's the loving
_Bennett on Instagram. Chuck Bennett on Facebook. Follow me.
Chuck Bennett Worldwide.
Follow me. Beautiful Machine Magazine.com. Follow me. Fox 2 News. The Detroit News. You should be able to find me somewhere, damn it. Follow me. And now, with Podcast Detroit, Dave.
They can find you everywhere. Find podcasts are sold. We will have you on iTunes. We will have you on Spotify. We will have you on iHeartRadio. We will have you all places.
Follow me. Yeah. Turn up the music, Dave.
You might feel a little jig coming up.
That's my Follow Me music. Yeah. We're back. We're back. And guess who's with us?
Dun, 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 dun.
One of our favorite guys.
Dun, 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 dun. Mikey.
Mike, we're still working out the kinks on the applause, man.
Yeah.
The Mikey Einstein is here.
I know. All right, so,
what's happening, Chuck?
Interesting.
How you doing?
Dave just turned his mic upward as opposed to
sideways.
Okay, tell me about that, Dave.
They're cardioid pattern mics, so you talk into the front of them, not the top or the sides or anything like that. That okay. helps both capture the full richness of the voice and eliminates any of the nonsense that might happen externally. So like our downtown studio, love this story. We had a corporate client, had that same talk with them, and like three cop cars went screaming by, lights and sirens, and all four of them turned and were like, oh my God. I was like, don't worry about it. Didn't show up in the file at all. So like
really?
that's the beauty of these mics, but you have to
be talking
to the front of them.
Okay, cool.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, because I had no idea.
Is there a special name for these mics?
They're Audio-Technica mics, but like I said, it's the cardioid pattern of the mic that does that. You have like omnidirectional, unidirectional, and cardioid. These are cardioid condensers.
So that could be at some point of some interest to you, Mikey. Mikey is in the entertainment business mostly. I'm just thinking in terms of recording. Mm-hmm. Are these for musical artists? Do they use this at all?
No. These are mostly for podcasts. These are the good mics for spoken stuff.
Okay.
When we do music and that kind of stuff out at other venues, we've got other mics for those.
Okay. All right. I'll get back to your music career, and we'll talk about that in a minute because you got some vodka in front of you. Let's jump to that subject.
Happy hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Got some vodka. So I recently became a part owner of this Michigan-based vodka called Noir Vodka.
Explain that name, please. Can I pour some while you're talking?
Absolutely.
I like the
– I wouldn't expect any less.
The bottle's gorgeous,
yeah,
right?
This is like the on-off sign exactly. kind of thing.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's like empower yourself, okay? So it's a Michigan-based company. We're distilled.
If anybody wants
to. Hi, Chuck. How you doing?
Thank you, lack of FCC regulations, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
What did I do?
No, nothing.
You didn't do nothing.
No, nothing. That's the beauty of it.
Fuck you.
Wow, we couldn't talk like this last time I was talking to you on a mic, Chuck.
How about that?
Fuck it, hey.
We had a quick guy on the board. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy. No names mentioned.
Chuck was slipping a couple times. I was like, we just said what on where? Oh, okay. All right.
I have a potty mouth. Yes, I do.
Yeah,
but go ahead,
a beautiful
Mikey.
Heart, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Tell me,
Noir?
Noir.
Noir.
Comes from entrepreneur, because we're a little group of entrepreneurs.
Okay.
So Noir is based from that.
So we're many partners?
There's three partners.
Three partners?
Yeah.
And how many are you so locally right now?
We're locally in Michigan. So I came on board a few months ago. We're now in 24 Myers. We're in Greektown Casino. We're in Little Caesars Arena. We're in Motor City Casino. Wow. We're in Punch Bowl Social.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just now keeping
up. Okay, you know, I don't know. I don't know. What kind of vodka did I have before? Tito's?
Yes.
There is a very... Dave, I need another drinker. Have you had some Tito's?
I have not tried that yet.
No. I need you to try this.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I see we got a bunch of shot glasses here. Do you want to do... Are you going to do one with me, darling?
If you insist.
Oh, I love it. See what I'm saying? That's why I stay.
I've been drinking my water.
Are you going to try it, Lisa?
Yes, of course.
Somebody do the honors of pouring us. Everybody who is willing to indulge.
So were you a vodka drinker, Mikey?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you love about this vodka compared to what you used to drink?
So I was very involved with Tito's Vodka when it first started happening in the market. Good friend of mine, great friend, is involved with Tito's, and I helped kind of launch it in the Michigan market, did consulting and promotions and stuff. But this being an opportunity to be part ownership of a great tasting Michigan made vodka.
Demetrius, don't try it. You grab you one too.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Natasha's
happy hour, baby. Natasha, come on, pour. You got three more to pour. Go ahead, Mikey.
So I kept getting great feedback, and I was like, all right, this is something I want to get involved with, you know, being able to have ownership. A part of something from the ground up. It's my passion. It's kind of how I built my career with everything else I do. I love to plant a seed and work for it to grow. Sometimes it's harder than other things, but, you know.
But you're not afraid of hard work.
Not scared. My work's my hobby. I love what I do.
Now, talk about your primary job, because I know you have about 18 of them.
As you mentioned, I'm in the entertainment industry. I work with rappers, country artists, sports players. I produce events, book events, marketing.
I saw you and Kid Rock together recently where you were golfing or something maybe with Kid Rock.
No, that was him and Donald Trump. Golfing. No, I was
with him somewhere. Right?
Yeah, I was at his house.
Oh, okay.
He's got massive acreage in Nashville. It's just beautiful.
Really?
It's incredible. I mean, it's like a dream, like land. And here's a funny story. So I went to Nashville several months ago to talk to another artist. And then I went out with the Red Wings because they were on their dad's trip. They're like, can you please take us out to Nashville with their dads, you know? And I'm like, all right, I'll come out a day early. And got it all set up and tootsies and stuff. So that was fun. Anyhow, so of course, us northern boys would go to the Waffle House, you right? Jeez. For breakfast, you know. All the local guys are like, oh, yeah, go to the Waffle House, of course, you know. We got the real spot. But anyhow, the Waffle House waitress, we walk in, me and my assistant, and she's all bubbly. Like, oh, Detroit, I'm from Pontiac. Look at my tattoo, blah, blah, blah. Like, real cute, you know. So we went back the next day. And then, again, she's like, well, hey, I have tomorrow off. I can drop my son off. I can be your personal Uber if you want. I can pick you up. And I'm like, well, sure. I'll let a cute girl drive that knows Nashville drive me around because my assistant left. And, of course, 3 minutes into the car ride, she's like, hey, can I play you my boy's music? I'm like, oh. You know, I get that all the time. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And about 20 seconds into it, I'm like, whoa, what is this? Who is this? What? Whoa. It just... This dude's voice was country guy. I'm like, nobody's working with him? Like, so I had another backup. I'm like, I got to send this to Kid Rock. I got to send it to Bob. And I just had it in the back of my brain for about 3 months. I was literally walking down Monroe Street 2 weeks ago, like, man, I got to send this to Bob. So I called the girl and just had her send over a couple of songs that he had, sent it to Rock, and like in 20 minutes, he's like, dude, bring this guy to my house this week.
I'm really?
Like, well, I'm in Detroit, and I got kind of busy this week, but next week I'll come down. So, you know, and I hadn't even talked to this guy at this point. You know, he could have been like, fuck Kid Rock. You know, and I'm like, oh, hey, and he's like, man, well, he's such a humble, humble young man, and just in awe that Kid Rock wanted to meet him, and took him over there. They jammed out for a couple hours, and, you know, Bob gave him some suggestions, and It was a really good vibe. And so I got this guy doing some homework, or we gave him some homework to do to record some songs. Because, I mean, when this guy's green, like, he doesn't even have a website, you know? Helping him. I'm at 3 o'clock in the morning on the phone, or with him, like, teaching him how to do a stage plot and input list. And, you know, because I've got him.
This is all part of what you do, though. That's what I do. In building artists and helping artists along.
Yeah.
And then now also you've got, he's got vodka. He has underwear. All kinds of stuff. But anyway,
yeah.
I think that right now we need to, because we're going to like wrap this up. This is the end of today's happy hour.
Yeah, we'll be back next Friday.
We will be back next Friday. Yeah. Before we leave, we're going to tell you where to find us. Mm-hmm.
And I got an event to plug, too.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, cheers, everybody, real quick.
Cheers.
Cheers
to the return.
Episode 1.
Dave from Podcast Detroit.
Yeah. Okay, look, we got to go, so hurry up. We love you. We got to get Mikey. Hurry up. What you got to plug?
The nice part of sitting here with the owner of the place is that if you run a little long, it's okay.
We'll see you
there. There you go. So I'm here with my partner, my homegirl, Natasha, who manages an artist, Previn Jones.
Previn Jones. Who is that?
He's really
just
talented.
An upcoming artist.
What does he do?
He's a rapper.
Okay.
He's really good.
He's like been back and forth from here in Atlanta.
Okay. Mm. All right. Okay.
So he's performing tonight at the Hot Rocks Cafe.
The Hot Rocks Cafe. Where's that?
The old Ritz.
You know where Eminem had a little incident? Coming out the Hot Rocks parking lot. Y'all get shot. Where he pistol whipped the bouncer and got arrested.
Jesus Christ. Different place.
No, this is it.
No, that's the original Hot Rocks, though, not...
Oh, I thought it went back to it. No. Okay, sorry. Oop, I don't know what I'm talking about, but thank you for correcting me, because I would have told that story somewhere else.
Look like an...
I know those guys, the Scroy Boys.
Yeah, Joe and those guys. Yeah, all right. So, all right.
Don't you have a big show coming up, too?
I got a big show. Yep, we just announced Little Baby with Nisha Nashe and Polo Frost.
My daughter and I are coming back to the baby. The baby or no, the baby little baby. She likes them both.
Little baby's kind of sweet.
Little baby's killing it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All these
Chuck
babies.
Is like, what the baby, hell this are you baby, guys that talking baby. About?
Mm-hmm. Regina Hall was saying that on one of that award shows that she was on. It's like all these new rappers with baby names.
Yeah. What's the date of that show?
September 19th at the Eastern Michigan Convocation Center. Tickets are on sale now at ticketweb.com. And I got you.
Okay.
Demetrius, what else do we have? Anything? Because I got to go. I have a party to attend.
Well, just we'll be back next Friday from 5 to 6.
And your big party Saturday.
Oh yeah, we got a party tomorrow. The Beautiful Machine cocktail party. We're going to be celebrating birthdays of Antesia King.
Antesia, one of Chuck's angels.
One of Chuck's angels.
Yay!
And Josh Landon.
Josh Landon.
One of Chuck's devils. And
me and Josh get in trouble together. Good trouble. Good trouble.
And also be on the lookout for the return of Chuck's Angels.
Yes.
So we got a lot of good stuff happening.
Yeah. Just stay tuned. Follow us on Podcast Detroit. Tell us again, Dave, how to do it.
Easiest way to keep an eye on it is podcastdetroit.com, but we'll have you out in syndication on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere fine podcasts are sold.
Now there. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have to go. I am gathering my belongings. Baby, I'll see you at home.
You sure will, baby. I'm keeping the bed nice and warm.
I am going to be...
My God, man. Hey, you guys are taking this to another level.
Goodbye, Demetrius.
I'm coming with you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Bye, Mikey.
Right.
Oh,
Mikey,
this was delicious, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that real quick. Dave?
This was really good.
What did you think?
The vodka, loved it. I'm a Tito's guy, and I like it.
Wasn't there a different flavor?
My whole thing is vodka should not have a flavor.
Yeah.
And this doesn't. It's got a nice little afterbite to it, but there's no overpowering flavor. There's none of that stuff. It's nice. It's clean. I like. A, we might need to have this here in the studio. B, we should totally have this down at Detroit Shipping Company, which if you're not familiar with it, that's the place that's the plaza all built out of shipping containers.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. We just did 100%. Yeah, we should have you down
absolutely.
In there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I've got some bottles for the studio for sure. So
okay. Oh, you'll get some play.
My man. Yeah, I'm glad you guys liked it.
Yeah,
so, it was really good.
Michigan what did you made. Think? Did you liked it, Demetrius?
I did, man. I did. That's all I'm drinking tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot there tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're going in.
Okay.
Your table will be properly stocked, Chuck.
All right. All right. Good night, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Noir Vodka.